morning and welcome to worship this morning. As I say, welcome to everybody and anybody joining online. Just a few intimations before we get started. I know everybody was expecting today our representative, Jay, from Christians Against Poverty. Unfortunately, she took ill and is in hospital, so our prayers are with her and we hope for a speedy recovery. But Harrison had already told me if there were any issues, he would be here to step in. So Harrison will lead worship. Thank you. I know you're supposed to be on holiday, but thank you. So a few intimations just to get us started. Our prayer box is at the back for anybody who would like to request prayer for themselves or anybody else. Kirkluck and Law Church extend an invitation to join them on Thursday the 30th of July at 7 p.m. for the induction of the Reverend Jonathan Lyle into ministry. And so anybody's welcome to attend that if they want to. And we're trying to organise a fun day for everyone. A kind of get to know you day for all our members of the community. Everybody's welcome. Kirsteers, Carnwath, Forth. And it's going to be at Renstra Hall, Ravenstruther Hall, sorry, on Saturday the 29th of August in the afternoon. So more details will follow, but if you just put it in your diary, because we hope for a good attendance so everybody can start to get to know each other a bit better. Thank you, Harrison.
Good morning. We come this morning us, the one who guides us and will never let us go, Christ Jesus our Lord. So worship Him in truth and spirit, because He is worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Dear all, we have to give us known to stand and sing our first hymn, "Little One in Time, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord." Little One in Time, please stand. Forgive us, Father, when we trust what we hold more than the God who goes before us always and for the good. For the good you are working even when you cannot see. Hold us fast in your mercy, O Father, and let the love that keep us become the love we carry into the lives of others as well. Lord, teach us how to love. Lord, teach us how to bring on the hope, the love, the grace, the peace you offer in God. Now, Lord, we gather ourselves and we return to take part in the prayer you taught your disciples to pray together and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Please listen to this very carefully because it's very important and my reflection depends on that. Thank you.
Well, from verse 26 to Romans 8. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with groanings too deep for words. And God, who searches hearts, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn with a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. God's love in Jesus Christ. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is it to condemn? It is Christ who died, or rather was raised, who is also at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will affliction, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than victorious through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Father, do you mind if I take the reading, please? Margaret, can I get the reading if you don't mind?
Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret, for the reading. Can you please all clap for Margaret? Thank you. The Bible says, we know that all things work together for good, those who love God
who are called according to his purpose. And that's a very deep meaning behind it. The word of God, I think this passage is one of my favorite. Not because it is one of the strong and deep and comforting passage and talks about Lord that Paul is describing in Romans, but there is another reason behind it. My granddad was a national poet.
Thank you.
was a big auditorium. There were thousands of kids, thousands of students sitting there, and four military people came there. One from Army, one from Air Force, one from Navy, and one from the US Marines. And when they arrived, they were all given the time that they can go and tell about their organization so they can get their people recruited for that. And as you know, US Army is one of the best armies in the world, right? So they need best of the best. So one, the guy, the army guy, stood up and he said, "Well, I'd like you to join the army because once you join the army, we'll teach you how to play with guns. Maybe the bomb, maybe an ammunition. And you will go into the battlefield, you'll be at the border, you'll be the wall between the enemies and the people who come." The second guy stood up, the Navy girl, and she said, "Well, see, if you join the Navy, you will be in the ship. You might go even under the water, you will see the sea creatures, and then you will fight the enemy. It's a beautiful journey, my dear." And an Air Force guy came and he said, "Listen, we rule the air. How many of you ever think that you can go in the jet plane? You will pilot this jet plane and you will know how to use the guns over there, and you will be there from one place to another within seconds. And there is only a time when you can make a ton of money. It's beautiful. You will be very well done in your life and in your world. All good. There's nothing wrong with that, right?" The US Marine guy came, and he stood before him, and he opened his green book. And then he stood for 10 seconds, and they looked at where they are, like on the other. Awkward. Looking everybody, every student's eye. And then he said, "I'm sorry, I'm wasting my time. I'm sorry you're wasting my time because the US Marine is not built for women. It's not for you, Lord, because I couldn't see anyone in your eyes that you are worthy to be in US Marine. I will tell you that your career will be good because you might even die in the battlefield because we are the first one in and first one out of us. You might even lose your limb, you might even die, you will be facing the light of the nation, and you will sometimes go hungry, you may have sleepless nights, sometimes you will be wet and you are cold, and you will be dreadful, and you will curse your own life, and you will say, 'Mom, why did you bore me?' And you will say, 'God, why was I born?' Your career might be nothing. You may live only 15 years or 10 years because you might die in that battle. You have nothing. I cannot offer you nothing here. So I'm wasting my time. None of you are worthy to be in this US Marine. I'm sorry to waste your time." And he closed his book and he said, "Thank you very much. Have a good day." Off he goes. When he stood outside in his counter, so is the army guy, so is the Air Force guy, and so is the Navy guy. Now can you guess? Out of all these thousands of kids who were sitting there, where did they go? On which counter did they go? Can you guess? Sorry? US Marine. Why? Don't they want to save their lives? Do they want to lose their limb? Do they want to go hungry? Do they want to? Yes, you're right. US Marine
something good. Your standard is, here, my dear friends. So if anyone or any of you thinks anything least about you, sorry, you shouldn't be, because you are called in the name of Christ Jesus. And you can come up to me yesterday. Your previous time would be the seed, but it's not the seed only. You need to be planted. You need to be a tree, so that many can shelter in you, many can be feed on you, and one day when you die, they can use your wounds to burn and become state born. That's the reason why. My granddad was storing that seed for 50 years in that ending up in that chest door. Was nothing, was useless. Are you useless to Christ? Or are you going to live like a U.S. Marine and have a mission of life so you can become something more different and beautiful? You should thank God for that. Because He has called you for something different, something beautiful, something more deep. But do not lower your standard. Don't try to live like the world does. Do not try to live like your society asks you to do. Live, raise your standard, because you are followers of Christ, the disciple of Him. Live like Him, rather live like beggars. He made you to be a king, a knight, a warrior. But we are still timid, because we think we should be like the world. We shouldn't be. If you live like the world, you will die like the world. Live for Christ. You will die like Christ, but He will go to you again. He will try to make you again. He will resurrect you again. Be with Him where He is. That's the power of God in you and me. Are you useless like a seed? No.
the comfort blanket, we call it, right? Did you have those blankets in your life? Yeah, when you were young. Either you gave it to your children or your grandchildren. You must have seen some people do that. Now, when I grew old, I had a soft toy. It was on that side, donkey. I played the dog, and very soft, very, very, very good. It's fluffy and it's put in my face. And one day, when we were in, or I didn't even know where we were, this dog would go always with me in my bag. And I see it will go next to me on my pillow.
The venture does not spend cash by
This is where the passage becomes gospel, by the way. Not just a comforting passage, this becomes gospel. Our security will never be the best in our health, in our savings, even in our families, even in yourself. Because you will betray yourself, and you often do. I do. Those are good gifts, yes, in my case. But they are not foundations, my friend. They are not fundamental to a Christian life. The only foundation strong enough to hold us the whole day of our life is Jesus Christ himself, the Jesus Christ crucified. Thank you.
God, we know that all
things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. We thank you for always being with us, guiding us through your Holy Spirit, even when we aren't sure or can't see a clear way ahead. In this world of turmoil, through wars, disputes, hatred or ignorance, guide those decision makers to be peacemakers. Help each of us to be more understanding of our differences and find a way to bring peace across all nations. Fill our world leaders and heads of governments with your spirit to bring discernment and wisdom in their decisions. As the Commonwealth Games gets underway in Glasgow, we pray for all the athletes, volunteers and organisers who have worked hard to prepare for this moment, to be with the athletes as they compete in their events representing their countries. Help us appreciate the wealth of diversity and cultures, which is all the work of your hand. We pray that as we enjoy the good weather and a summer break, we be mindful of our environment and the changes to our climate. Father God, help us to see what action must be taken to preserve our planet. We pray for those caught up with many wildfires across Scotland and Europe. Help those trying to bring the fires under control and evacuate those who need to move to safety. We pray for our church family and the wider church. We pray for Harrison and our session that we all work for your glory. We pray for those who are hurting, be that spiritually, mentally, physically, or mourning the loss of loved ones. Ease their pain and comfort them with your healing spirit. In a moment of reflection, be with each of us, speak to our hearts, and show us the plans you have for us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit that we will have the courage to follow that plan. Guide us to follow your will, not our own. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for praying. Can we all once again stand and sing our closing hymn, 198, Let Us Build Up. You're all once again. Thank you very much for joining.